Gungatrek SBS Hayrena.
In the following segment, I'll discuss with Michael Kolokosyan, Executive Director of the Armenian National Committee of Australia, several issues concerning the Australian Armenian community, from the upcoming April 24 commemorative events to the Joint Justice Initiative inaugural Advocacy Week and the New South Wales election results. Michael, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Thank you, Vahe. It's good to be with you.
Michael, let's start with the upcoming commemorative events for the 108th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. I believe there are commemorative events organized in many cities across Australia.
Yeah, well, the Armenian Genocide Commemorative Committee has recently announced several events across the country to mark the 108th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. We have commemorative events in New South Wales and in Victoria every year, same as South Australia. However, for the first time, the Armenian National Committee of Australia Perth Branch has organised a Western Australian commemoration as well. So the calendar of events was posted on the Armenian Media and Armenian National Committee of Australia. An updated version of that calendar will be promoted in the coming days. Some of the key events for our larger communities in New South Wales and Victoria are the Sydney March for Justice, which is taking place on the 23rd of April, starting in Hyde Park at 2 p.m. We'll be calling on the newly elected Prime Minister to recognise the Armenian Genocide in his first ever statement as Prime Minister. And then on the 24th of April at the Australian National Commemoration of the Armenian Genocide, which is taking place at the Concourse Concert Hall in Chatswood at 7 p.m, the Prime Minister's and the opposition leader's statements will be conveyed to our community as to whether or not their statements on the 108th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide will include that word genocide. We also have a commemorative candle light vigil in Victoria at the Victorian State Library forecourt at 7 p.m. on Monday the 24th of April. And another important event that I want to touch on is the Ryde City Council commemoration, which is organised every year by Ryde City Council, and this is the first time it has been organised by the mayor, Sarkis Yadelyan, who is an Armenian-Australian mayor who was appointed to that position this year, and it's a commemoration that they hold every year. So that will be on the 29th of April, Saturday the 29th of April at Memorial Park at 2:30 p.m. So there's events for all Armenian-Australians across several states and territories. I encourage all members of our community to head to the Armenian Media website or to the Armenian National Committee of Australia website or social media pages to view that calendar, to view the commemorative events that are taking place. It is, you know, our duty as Armenian Australians to honour the memory of our forefathers. And this is the month of April, the time to do so. So I encourage everyone to participate in these commemorative events.
Michael, who will be the special guest this year?
So the special keynote for the National Armenian Genocide Commemoration at the Chatswood Concourse is Dr. Ümit Kurt. Dr. Ümit Kurt is an ethnically Kurdish citizen of Turkey. He's a historian of a modern Middle East, and his research has really dived into the social, the cultural and economic history of the late Ottoman Empire and the dispossession of Armenian properties during the Armenian Genocide. He's quite well respected in his field. He's completed his dissertation in the Department of History at Clark University in the US. He's also held several postdoctoral positions at various universities, at Harvard University, the Polonsky Academy in Israel. So he's very well respected by his colleagues. Currently, he is an assistant professor in the School of Humanities, Creative Industries and Social Science at the University of Newcastle. So we are lucky to have him in Australia. He's authored several books. Some of those include The Armenians of Aintab, The Economics of the Genocide, and Aintab 1915, Genocide and Perpetrators. So we're really pleased to have Dr. Ümit Kurt join us for this year's national commemoration. He'll be at the commemoration on the 24th of April at the Chatswood Concourse, and then he will join the Armenian community of Western Sydney in their commemoration, which is taking place at the Armenian Apostolic Church of Holy Trinity on Wednesday, the 26th of April.
Michael, could you talk about the inaugural Joint Justice Initiative Advocacy Week? It's a topic that concerns not only the Armenians, but also Assyrian and the Greek communities as well.
Yeah, of course. Well, in the lead up to April 24, which is the genocide commemorative date for Armenian Australians, the Armenian National Committee of Australia worked with our colleagues from the Assyrian and Greek communities, who the peak public affairs bodies of those communities, who have established the Joint Justice Initiative. And we launched the Joint Justice Initiative Advocacy Week in the federal parliament to build some pressure in the months leading up to April for genocide recognition. So that was conducted on one of the last sitting weeks before we commemorate the 108th anniversary of the genocide. You know, it was also important for our three communities because this advocacy week was taking place on the sidelines of Azerbaijan's over 120-day blockade of the Republic of Artsakh, of Turkey's occupation of Cyprus, and the ongoing persecution of Assyrians in the Nineveh province. So, you know, one of the key messages for the Joint Justice Initiative on those days of advocacy was that a genocide denied is a genocide repeated. The Joint Justice Initiative inaugural Advocacy Week took place on the 20th and 21st of March. We met with over 20 members of federal parliament from both chambers, in the House of Representatives and in the Senate. And the Joint Justice Initiative also commemorated the 100th anniversary of the Smyrna catastrophe, which is a date marked in the calendars of many Greek Australians, a solemn date for the Hellenic community, where they commemorate the burning of Smyrna, the Smyrna catastrophe. We once again were honoured to be joined by our Greek and Assyrian brothers and sisters in advocating for justice and recognition of the 1915 genocides, because a crime unpunished is a crime encouraged. That's what we're seeing in Artsakh with its occupation and being under siege. That's what we see with Cyprus remaining under occupation and the Assyrian persecution. So, you know, the inaugural Advocacy Week was not only a way to build pressure in the months leading up to April on the Prime Minister and opposition leader, but it was also just another way to ensure that the modern crimes that our people are facing are being recognised in the hallways of power.
And you visited Victoria as well?
Yeah, so straight after that, the Armenian National Committee of Australia visited the Victorian State Parliament. It was probably one of our first visits to the Victorian State Parliament in a long time, and also the first since the Victorian state elections in late 2022. We were joined by local branch members, one of our recent additions to the branch, Jessica Sinner, who, you know, is a local Victorian. She's grown up in the Armenian-Australian community in Victoria, so it was her first time. We met with several MPs and MLCs, James Newbury, the member for Brighton, Ming Tak, the member for Clarinda, Jess Wilson, who was recently elected, the member for Kew, Chris Cruther, and so many more. And the intention was to build on the relationships that we had established during the 2022 Victorian state elections and discuss ways we can you know, promote the Armenian cause in the Victorian Parliament, whether that's support for our local community and the organizations that are based down there, you know, speaking about the funding that we received, that the ANC helped receive for the different various, I think, three cultural organizations in Victoria, but also ways to support Artsakh and recognition of the genocide. And we are hopeful that we're making progress in the Victorian Parliament, and hopeful that we will be able to release some exciting information in the coming months.
Michael, any news about the blockade of Artsakh and any response from the Australian government, or is it the same silence?
Unfortunately, we haven't seen a response that from the Australian government that, you know, we're proud to acknowledge. It seems as if both sides is the course of action for the Australian government. The response that we've received is calling on is in line with the United Nations General Assembly President, which calls on both sides to reduce tensions. Unfortunately, for Armenian Australians and for Armenians worldwide, we know that this blockade is a state-sponsored siege against the Republic of Artsakh. It's being committed by one side and one side only, and that's the Azerbaijani Petro dictatorship. And we firmly believe that that is unacceptable for a government like Australia, who should be taking a position that's in line with its allies. It should be taking a position like the US, France, Canada, and so many others. Over the last month or so, we've had Senator Jordan Steele-John, the Australian Green spokesperson for foreign affairs, urge the Azerbaijani ambassador, the Azerbaijani consul general in person during an in-person meeting that Azerbaijan must open the corridor. He took to Twitter and he said, for example, yesterday I met with Azerbaijan's charge d'affaires in Australia to strongly urge his government to open the Lachin corridor. We had the liberal opposition, which is the most powerful and opposition when it comes to numbers in the Australian Senate, participate in Senate estimates. Senator Birmingham, the shadow foreign affairs minister, questioned the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and Minister Wong as to why Australia isn't taking a position that's in line with its allies. The response from the government that was unacceptable for us, it's that this is a mandate of the OSCE Minsk group. If Canada and Uruguay feel the need to add their well-respected voice to the international community's calls for Azerbaijan to remove the blockade, then why shouldn't Australia? Australia has a role to play in all foreign affairs politics, including when it affects its over 50,000 strong Armenian-Australian community. Most recently, we've seen many statements in the Australian House of Representatives. And the most recent was from the federal member for Bekela, Dr. Sophie Scamps, who rose in the Federation Chamber to deliver a constituency statement discussing the Azerbaijani blockade of Artsakh and her concerns over the Lachin Corridor. So there's still a lot of support for the Republic of Artsakh in the Australian Parliament. And, the Lachin Corridor is a concern for all of us, for all Armenian Australians, and we will continue to make representations to all members of the government, to the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, to bring Australia's stance in line with our allies.
Michael, after the elections in New South Wales, Labor formed a new government. How do you rate the outcome of the elections? Is there a good opportunity for cooperation in the state parliament to advance Armenian issues?
Oh, of course, Fahir. I think we have a great relationship with both sides of politics in New South Wales, and no member of our community should be concerned by the results at the elections. We welcomed and have written to Premier-elect the Honourable Chris Minns for his election as the 48th Premier of New South Wales. And we also extend that congratulatory remarks to all members who formed part of the 58th Parliament of New South Wales. We did bid farewell to several retiring parliamentarians who were close friends of our community, Jonathan O'Day, Walt Secord, Rob Stokes, and Fred Nile, from both members, from both the upper and lower house. But, I think our community should feel comforted that their concerns will continue to be represented, whether that's, in the Legislative Council or the Legislative Assembly, by new members of Parliament and parliamentary friends that have been re-elected. So I think there's definitely a lot of work to be done. We're excited and optimistic to work with the new Premier-elect and the government, the opposition and all members of the crossbench to continue to advance Armenian-Australian issues. But it is important to note that the New South Wales Parliament does have a strong legacy in support of Armenian-Australian issues. So it's now time to look ahead to re-strategize on how we can advance those historic achievements, the recognition of the genocide, the recognition of Artsakh, and to build on that for our community.
Michael, thank you for the interview and the information. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Vahe. I appreciate it.
Հավնե, լայք, բաժանեք, գործիկը թայտնել, հետևե SPS հայրենին թիմադեդրի վրա։